I'm discovering in my old age that almost every piece of writing advice has many layers, like a parfait or an onion, depending on your favorite food. But this is I Should Be Writing episode 10 in season 18.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.
And hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I record it live with video on Twitch twice a week, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can subscribe at almost all of your favorite podcast delivery areas. Just look for I Should Be Writing. I've been doing this since 2005 when I had not sold anything, and now I'm still doing it in 2022 when I'm about to put out my sixth book. So, I don't know if I've always known what I was talking about, but I kept working, so that's good. Which, you know, persistence is a good thing. I have a new thing. I'm very proud. Word count. Bang word count. Anybody can use it. Although, I appreciate it if you don't just spam it, because it's only going to tell you one thing. And I'll do it right now. My word count, as of February 1, my new working title for my book is A Swarm of Cuckoos. 19,407 words. Today I wrote 1,326, and my rough math that I did in here when the actual count is in the other room and my husband's in a meeting, so I couldn't go grab that, but pretty much guessing about 22,700 words for the year. Thank you everyone who showed me where to find that out in Scrivener. I'm having fun with it. Discovered that there are many, many beasts in the animal kingdom that do the cuckoo thing of invading another's nest to deposit their young. And apparently they also do, they call this behavior mafia. I think it might be an adjective and I can't remember the actual noun, but it's mafia behavior in that if the person who owns the nest tries to get rid of the young, you know, it'd be a shame if something happened to that nest. So they won't raise their own young. They put their young in other people's nests, but they pay attention enough to make sure that their young aren't getting kicked out, because then they'll just burn everything to the ground. So that's fun. Good news is internal today. I've talked to both Numbers Ninja and my friend and sort of business partner, not partner, but the friend I talk to help me keep everything in priorities, or else I'm going to spiral into fear and nothingness. Both have encouraged me to stop worrying about the numbers. And I've been worrying about the numbers a lot. As I said, I looked at the yearly numbers for 20, 21, and 22, and, or was it 19, 20, and 21? Anyway, the last 3 years. And every year, it went down. And this is even when I started doing more episodes in 2020. So you'd think the total views would go up because there are more shows, but no. And I thought about why I do this. And I know I'm going from a place of privilege in that I don't need this income, whatever I get from Twitch or sponsorships or Patreon. This is not me crying. I don't need you guys. It's just, I'm gonna try to focus a little bit more on just having fun with the podcast. I am gonna try to improve it, but I'm hoping if I come about it from a different direction, that might be easier. I've been, you know, in looking at people who make content online, a lot of the people, they make content, and then they look and see what's the most popular, and then they do that. Every bit of advice I have on growing your stream is, you know, don't go for, Fortnite, because everyone's playing Fortnite. you want to, you know, find something new or find something that not a lot of people are playing, and maybe you can get some attention, blah, blah, blah. And I thought about sitting down and playing a game that I didn't really want to play, but I knew would get me a lot of views. And I thought, that's really depressing. So I don't want to focus on my content like that. If other writing podcasts get a lot more attention because they do certain things that I'm not willing or up for, then I shouldn't do them. And podcasts are still free. Y'all can just, you know, you can listen to anybody you want. I don't think I can I think I might be too set in my indie podcaster ways to modify the show purely for marketing purposes. So, that's my good news, in that I'm kind of feel a little bit less stressed about it. Although there is a part of me, I won't deny it, that says it's like if you stop running after people to get a romantic connection with them and you just work on being your awesome self, then people will notice and your love life will turn around. Which, you know, worked for me. But that's harder to do than it sounds. Part of me is wondering if I'm just trying to say I am not going to worry about this and still watch and see if my laissez-faire attitude brings in more people paying attention. And then it's just downward spiral. So that's my good news. I need to see where the yay button is. The yay button is currently off, so I can push the yay button when it comes on. Kay Kimmy. Oh, your prize books arrived. Excellent. I am very glad. Yay for the prize books. Why is the yay button not working? Why? I don't even know. Why? It just... I have to do everything by hand, like the olden days of streaming. I don't get it. Anyway, yay! I'm glad your books arrived. I hope they arrived in good shape. I did a giveaway for Nicole Glover's books a couple of weeks ago. I totally forgot to do a giveaway during the Matt Wallace interview. And I promised I would, and I feel very bad about that. I'm thinking of promoting it a little bit more and doing the giveaway on Thursday. But I apologize. I just had so much fun talking to Matt that I forgot that we were going to do a giveaway. All right, one rejection for Litrapod. Congratulations. You're a working writer now. Or you have been a working writer and you're just more of a working writer. Regardless, well done. If you send something out tomorrow, then you have already stepped ahead of a whole bunch of people who've just decided to quit. And I think I've talked about this in the past. I want to emphasize that if you honestly look at your writing career and decide it's not for you, then respect. I'm not going to put you down for it. If you make a fussy take my ball and go home kind of thing because publishing's all corrupt and weighted against people like you. I mean, I know there's prejudice. I wasn't actually thinking of any marginalized voice. I was thinking of a white woman I know who just was convinced that everything was against her because she couldn't sell anything. Anyway. Yes. So if you're making your decision based on that, then that's just fussy. Hey, Val Who Fights Cats. I missed a Matt Wallace interview. How the heck is he? Is he coming back to podcasting? Yes, we did his, we did an interview last Thursday. It'll be up this Thursday in the feed. Yeah, I just had him on to talk about the launch of, Supervillain's Guide to Being a Fat Kid. It's out now. It's awesome. I recommend it. And people are saying in chat that even if writing doesn't make my career, I'm still going to write. I I enjoy writing too much to give it up. There was somebody on Twitter. I wish I'd gotten her name. Damn it, I can't remember what her name is. But she was posting that I don't remember why she had... This was one tweet. There wasn't a lot of information in it. But she realized when she stopped writing, she was making up stories about passersby. And, you know, her brain kept going for just trying to pick out stories everywhere. And she realized she has to keep writing, which is neat. Yeah, my stories keep coming and my hands can't keep up. That's what Nathan Lowell says. I was looking up how to use an EpiPen today. You know what? Green to the sky, orange to the thigh is a trademarked saying for EpiPen. Because it's not like, because it's supposed to be used by anybody without training. Now apparently the EpiPen is like this, it's just a syringe inside of a tube, and you press the orange part to the leg and the needle comes out and injects the epinephrine, and then you pull it back and the needle goes back in. So the chances of breaking it or injecting the wrong person, or, you know, just like getting stuck with the needle. Yeah, that's unlikely. So while I wanted to describe an epinephrine shot, and I found green to the sky, orange to the thigh as a trademarked phrase, and I thought that was interesting. That was my rabbit hole for the day. That and Twitter. I'm looking at Twitter more and more. It's amusing me, but it is grinding away at my time. So I did get an email. That's why I'm bringing it up. I got a good news email. It's pretty amazing. Let's see, where is it? I know I got it. Here we go, Brian. Wow, Brian. Wow. So, in the spirit of positive team rejections, let me offer my 19 short story rejections of the year, 6 of them personal. Brian, that's amazing. That's just, I might break the reject button. Let's see. I'm going to do them in fives. 1, 2. 3, 4. Come on, catch up. That's only 4. It might take me some time. It has not logged the 4th one yet. All right, I'm going to mark these down. Okay. Congratulations, Brian. Well done. I still think that it has not logged number 4. Yep, it didn't log number 4. That was 4. Let's see if I can get a whole 5. Okay, so that was 5. We will get the other 14 later. So yeah, I was thinking about, oh God, what was I thinking about? It's great. I remember the title of the podcast, but not where specifically I was going with it. This is good. This is great. That's why you make notes, folks. Oh my God. I don't know if it's time to start drinking or what. My concept is look at your own paper. And I think that goes much further into your brain and its health than don't cheat off of others or the teacher will catch you and you will get kicked out of school. The point is, paying attention to other people's careers can be maddening because other people are probably getting what you want, and it's hard to look at what's going on under the, you know, behind the scenes at your career and behind the scenes at their career. You don't know how long they've been working. You don't know what their home life situation is. You don't know if they have to do fewer responsibilities than you or have a better income to be able to relax on some of the things that you stress about, kind of thing. There's so much involved. And so it's just best to not compare. Also, comparing yourself to other people tends to get you, it stresses you out, and then you're not writing. It's really hard not to. I know that. I was trying to think of the latest issue on Twitter. Who's the main character on Twitter today or lately? I really connected it to that. I'm not just like going off the rails. I'm kind of going off the rails, but I'm looking at Twitter for a reason, really. Talk amongst yourselves. Worrying about what's going on with other people's careers can get you distracted. Either distracted on an emotional level or distracted on the, hey, who's the main character on Twitter today and what do they do? I think it had something to do with there have been some new scams. Get-rich-quick schemes, people preying on authors coming along. If you don't already, follow Victoria Strauss on Twitter. She runs Writer Beware, which is a great, excellent resource if you are approached by an agent or an editor. It might seem a little too good to be true. Then you can check this database, and it's very likely they'll be in there unless they're brand new and evil. But I think my only point was, if you've got your eyes on your own paper and you're working on your own stories, then you're less likely to be distracted by something like that. You're less likely to go for a quick scheme, a jumping ahead thing. Somebody wanted me, you know, I get lots of people who just glance at the fact that I have a writing podcast and throw me any of their clients. And one of the people I got was a publicist who wanted me to have her boss on, the CEO of a company that you call them and you talk to them on the phone about your idea and they write your book for you. On my podcast called I Should Be Writing, she wanted this man to come and tell you how you can just call us and we'll write your book for you. Oh, it hurts my head. Yes. Places where community is good is when you need to ask somebody about issues like that. But I'm really hoping that if you're listening to me, you probably already know that that's not a service that will help you in the long run. Someone posted on Twitter today about how they wanted to, you know, what I've been whining about, wanting to get back into the freedom of writing whatever the hell you want when, after you start to build a career, you're thinking about, can I monetize this? Can I get a contract for this? And on one hand, you know, I have the show Ditch Diggers. I am all about making money for what you're working on. But that's more of a don't devalue yourself. And if you've got a deadline, you should probably try really hard to stick to it. I'm honestly a little worried that both my agent and my editor think that I'm the kind of person that misses a lot of deadlines because their first experience with me, I missed a deadline. Both of their first experiences with me. But it was during COVID. Come on, man. Come on. But I think this is where I was going with this keeping your eyes on your own paper thing, because you're not looking around you to see where you can fit this idea to make money. It's kind of like the early days of podcasting. We had nothing to compare it to. I mean, audio was already on the internet, of course, but it's more like, hey, what if we did this? There's nothing to compare it to. Let's give it a try. And we had that freedom, and we also did not have a lot of people who knew who podcasting were. So when we did make flops, oh well, not a lot of people noticed. But there's a freedom in not trying to do what other people are doing. There's a freedom in experimenting. I'm trying to have a little bit more confidence in the weird ideas I have. And I mean, I really like to have confidence in them because, you know, I made some weird stuff a little while back and it was kind of cool. So focusing on your own stuff is not, it's not just about cheating, and it's not just about comparing your career to someone else's. It's also not allowing outside forces to tell you what to work on. And again, if you're a writer who has a contract, finish the contract, please. But if you've got a weird idea, put it on the back burner. Write it down, unlike I did for the concept of this episode, and get to it at some point. Why not? I constantly compare myself to other creators. And then I look at, I think, it's hard to tell, but I think a lot of the best stuff made these days are either people taking a chance, people doing something for no reason other than, hey, let's see if this works, or people with a lot of corporate backing. I gotta admit that's true, but I was complaining to my business manager about a couple of ideas I had that I was just shying away from, like a skittish horse. And I was too afraid. And I think it's because I look at my career now and I think if I put anything out there, people are going to say, that's a pro writer who put out this crap. Why is she putting out crap? And that, even if I'm talking about something I wouldn't sell, but the bully inside my head is saying, you know, you cleared a bar with Six Wakes and then you got a Star Wars book. And the next thing you put out is going to be under a lot of scrutiny because of this. So it doesn't matter whether it's a podcast audio drama or something else weird or something else free or my next book. It doesn't matter because I'm going to be judged. And there is a certain truth in that, but I'm also stifling myself. If anybody has any questions, let me know. I really meant to be better prepared, but I'm kind of out of it. Oh, right! I was going to talk about a couple of changes. Hopefully, I will be letting Patreon people know this shortly. But I'm going to attempt... I'm not going to attempt. I'm going to try and do things. Okay, I am going to bring about an I Should Be Writing book club. And it's going to work like this. First, I'm going to approach an author and then have them schedule them far in advance, a couple of months, to come on the show. I might give away a couple of copies of the book, but on the large part, y'all will be responsible for getting your own copies. For the Patreon supporters, there will be a Discord room for y'all to talk about the book at any time. When the author comes on, I'm going to encourage people to hang out in the Discord while they talk, while the podcast is going on, and that is where discussion topics and questions can come from. If I get stuff in the chat and not in the Discord, that's fine. I'll use that. But I'm trying to figure out a way to make this a perk for Patreon people while also bringing a book club to y'all. So that is a big change I'm going to be doing. It's a little daunting because I feel like I'm already juggling a lot of things. But when I ask people what they would like and what was working for them in the Patreon, it wasn't even on there. One of y'all suggested it, and then everybody jumped on board in the discussion. Like, oh, book club, that sounds great. So, maybe get a book club captain for the Discord. You mean like a moderator, or what do you think, Garota? Delegation is a friend, indeed. So, yeah, that's the plan. I have yet to talk to any authors. I'm probably going to be grabbing some people that you already know, like Prima Mohammed or Valerie Valdez. But I'm going to be also focusing on people who've debuted recently, and by recently I mean since the pandemic started, and would like some more marginalized voices than not. So that's my goal, book club. But for now, I will end the podcast so we can get going on what summer is calling I Should Be Writing BarCon, which is when we stop the official podcast and we still hang out and chat a little bit less formally. So, and yes, this is formal of a sort. But thank you for watching and listening to I Should Be Writing. You can get in touch with me, mightymur@gmail.com, or see everything I work on at merverse.com. I'm on Twitter @mightymur. I'm on Twitch @mightymur. I'm pretty easy to find. So if you like anything I do, whether it's editing or writing or podcasting, you can find all that stuff. The Hugo nominations are open. The Worldcon is in Chicago this year. I'm going to have some recommendations of my own, but I'm eligible for, again, Best Semi-Prozine for Escape Pod, Best Editor Short Form for Escape Pod, for me and SB Divya. And I was thinking, I guess Godmaker would be under Game, but I don't think it had enough range to really make a difference to anybody. And you don't actually change the game, you just do what it says. So it's more of a narrative you listen to while you run. I don't know if it would qualify, or if enough people have paid attention to it. Godmaker is the race I wrote for. Not a race. It's the adventure I wrote for the Zombies Run company, Six to Start. So it's running through my own fantasy world at an Acropolis. I believe the first two episodes are still free over at, if you download the Zombies Run app. They're 5 in all. But anyway. But I do know Semi-Prozine and Short Form Editor I am eligible for. I don't think anything else. This year, or rather next year, I'll be eligible for a lot of stuff I did this year. But anyway, look for ChiCon or WorldCon 2022 for more information if you would like to be involved with nominating for the Hugos or voting for the Hugos and or voting for the Hugos. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll see you on Thursday. If you're listening to this later, well, I'll still see you on Thursday, just the next Thursday. But it doesn't matter, because you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at Merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support.
Doctor Who.